My message for today is Jesus, the resurrection. Matthew chapter 27, verses 31 through 35, it reads, "After they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. When they had crucified him, they divided up his clothes by casting lots. Pilate had a notice prepared and fastened to the cross, and it read, 'Jesus of Nazareth, the King of Jews.'" My lesson for today is a lesson usually done around Easter. Even though Easter has passed, it is very important that we remember who Jesus is and the sacrifice that he made on our behalf. Church of Christ, a church service is not a church service without the service of Jesus Christ. Lord, we hear you knocking and we invite you in. We have heard this story so many times, how a kiss betrayed him and how a friend denied him. Even till this day, many are doing the same. Jesus, you were born, you lived, and you died. Now you live again, never to die. You let them whip you and crown your head with thorns until you could take no more. You let that cross dig into your back. It pierced your side and drove a stake through your feet. You spread out your arms while the nails drove so deep. Your blood soaked the earth. They left you there to die. And you did it all for us. You are truly the Son of God. What a friend we have in Jesus. Matthew 28, verses 1 through 7 said, "After the Sabbath, at dawn on the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven and, going to the tomb, rolled back the stone and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, his clothes white as snow. The guards were so afraid of him, they shook and became like dead men. But the angel said to the women, 'Do not be afraid, for I know that you are here looking for Jesus, who was sacrificed. He is not here,' the angel said. 'He has risen, just as he said he would. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples he has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" Jesus is the sacrifice for sins. When Jesus gave himself our sins, God completely forgave us. Why? Because Jesus was the perfect sacrifice. 1 John 2:2 said, He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. And not only for our sins, but for the sins of the whole world. Because God demanded a life for each transgression, Jesus died for the whole world. Jesus died for the Gentile and the Jew, for all of mankind. He took our pain, our punishment, and became our substitute. In Psalms 116, verse 12, David wrote, How can I repay the Lord for all his goodness? 1 Corinthians 6:20 says, You were bought with a price. Therefore, honor God with your body. Because God will not let us into heaven with sin, Jesus took it upon himself to wipe our slate clean. Church of Christ, because of Jesus, we come before God this morning, a forgiven people. God is not only our first and our last, he is everything in between. God is still good, and God is still great. Revelation 19:1 says, Salvation, glory, and power belongs to our God. Will you pray with me now, please? Lord, for the sake of the world, let us not look away this time. Let us not deny you this time or turn back this time. And when it gets scary, when it gets dark and scary, Almighty God, we will cling to you. We will hold you tight because we know you will never leave us. You promise us paradise. Lord, in your blood we find forgiveness. In your wounds we find peace. There we place all our hope in your wounded side. In your pierced hands and feet we find grace, mercy, and glory. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. The resurrection is the foundation of our faith. The resurrection is the foundation of Christianity. In John 11, verse 25 and 26, Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live, even though he dies. And whoever lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? Jesus asked this question of Martha after her brother Lazarus had laid dead for 4 days. Martha answered, Yes, Lord, she told him. I believe you are the Christ, the Son of God who was to come into this world. We must keep this in mind. While Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, Lazarus would later on die. But when Jesus was raised, he was by God's declaration that he is worthy and righteous. It would have been impossible for a just God to allow Jesus to undergo a permanent death. His resurrection is God the Father's vindication of his son. Apart from Jesus, there is no resurrection. There is no eternal life. We must always remember that heaven is heaven only because Jesus is there. Church of Christ, hear this. Jesus does more than just give life. Jesus is life. 1 Corinthians 15:20 said, Jesus is the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. In other words, Jesus led the way in life and death. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. And in that statement, he claimed to be the source of both life and death. Children of God, another reason the resurrection of Jesus Christ is important is that it proves his sinless character and divine nature. Psalms 16:10 says, God's Holy One will never see corruption. In the book of Acts, Paul preached through Jesus, the forgiveness of sins is proclaimed to you. Through him, everyone who believes is set free of sin. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 12 through 14 says, but if it is preached that Christ has been raised from the dead, how can some say that there is no resurrection of the dead? If there is no resurrection of the dead, then not even Christ has been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, our preaching is useless, and so is your faith. Children of God, standing here this morning before you in God's pulpit, I do not believe that preaching is useless. I do not believe your faith is useless. I believe Jesus is the Son of God and the anchor of our souls. I believe Jesus is the resurrection and the life, our first and our last. I believe Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of the world. I believe Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. As written, I believe Jesus is the first fruits of all of those who have fallen asleep. I believe that Jesus is everlasting life. Once again, Church of Christ, I ask you, do you believe this? Nehemiah 9:5 says, stand up and praise your God who is from everlasting to everlasting. In Psalms 34:1, David wrote, his praise will always be on my lips. The resurrection of Jesus Christ is not only the supreme validation of his deity, it also validates the Old Testament prophecies that foretold of Jesus' suffering and resurrection. Christ's resurrection also authenticated his own claim, that he would rise in 3 days. Mark 8:31 said, the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and teachers of the law, and that he must be killed and after 3 days rise again. If Jesus Christ is not resurrected, then we have no hope that we will ever be either. In fact, apart from Christ's resurrection, we have no Savior, no salvation, and no hope of eternal life. As Paul said, our faith would be useless. The gospel would be altogether powerless, and our sins would remain forgiven. We who believe in Jesus will personally experience resurrection, because having the life Jesus gives, we have overcome death. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 20 through 22 said, "But Christ has indeed been raised from the dead, the first fruits of all those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through a man, the resurrection of the dead came also through a man. For as in Adam all die, so in Christ all will be made alive." 1 Peter 1:3 reads, "Praise be to our God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead." Jesus Christ is honor, praise, and glory. When Jesus is revealed to this world, every knee will bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And through him, though you have not seen him, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with amazing joy. For you are receiving the goal of your faith and the salvation of your souls. Church of Christ, the resurrection of Jesus is important for several reasons. First, the resurrection witnesses to the immense power of God himself. To believe in the resurrection is also to believe in God. If God exists, and if he created the earth and has power over it, then he has the power to raise the dead. But if he does not have such power, he is not worthy of our faith and praise. Only he who created life can resurrect it after death. Only he can reverse the hideousness that is death itself. And only he can remove the sting and gain the victory over the grave. Isaiah 25 verses 8 and 9 says, "He will swallow up death forever. In that day they will say, surely this is our God." Church of Christ, do not be afraid of death. You are children of God, and when he comes to get you, when he comes to receive you, you will not feel a thing. There is no sting in death to those who believe in Jesus Christ. In the resurrecting Jesus from the grave, God reminds us of his absolute sovereignty over life and death. The resurrection is the triumph and glorious victory for every believer. Jesus Christ died was buried, and rose again on the third day according to the scripture. And for those who believe, the good news is he is coming again. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 13 and 17 reads, "We believe that Jesus died and rose again. And so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep with him." According to the Lord's own word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left till the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. For the Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are left and still alive will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So we will be with the Lord forever. Church of Christ, the resurrection of Jesus Christ is important. It proves who Jesus is. It demonstrates that God accepted Jesus' sacrifice on our behalf. It shows that God has the power to raise us from the dead. It guarantees that the bodies of those who believe in Christ will not remain dead, but will be resurrected unto eternal life. Church of Christ, unlike other religions, Christianity possesses a founder who transcends death and promises that his followers will do the same. Every other religion was founded by men or prophets whose end was the grave. And in those graves, they can still be found. But as Christians, we know that God became man, died for our sin, and was resurrected on the third day. The grave could not hold him. Hebrews 10, verses 11 and 12 said, "Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifice, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God." Hosea 13:14 says, "I will ransom them from the grave. I will redeem them from death. Where, O death, are your plagues? Where, O death, is your destruction?" Also, 1 Corinthians 15:55 says, "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting?" Church family, always give yourselves fully to the work of the Lord, because you know your labor in the Lord is not in vain. Because we know we will be resurrected to a new life, we can endure persecution and danger for Christ's sake. 1 John 5, verses 4 and 5 reads, "For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes Jesus is the Son of God. John 16:33 reads, Jesus said, I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world. There are five things to remember about the resurrection of God, of Jesus. The resurrection proves that Jesus is the Son of God. The resurrection vindicates Christ. 3, the resurrection vindicates us before God and the world. 4, the resurrection gives assurance that Christ is our high priest. 5, Christ's resurrection guarantees our future resurrection. In Matthew 22:31-32, Jesus said, about the resurrection of the dead, have you not read what God said to you? I am the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac and Jacob. He is not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. Hebrews 8:12 says, for I will forgive their wickedness and remember their sins no more. A message from Paul to all of the sheep around the world who are strayed away from their shepherd. 1 Corinthians 15:32-34 reads, do not be misled. Bad company corrupts good character. Come back to your senses as you ought to and stop sinning, for there are some who are ignorant of God. And I say this to your shame. Arise and shine, for thy light has come. The glory of the Lord has risen, and darkness flees from the light of his face. Lord, in the hour of trial, open our eyes so we may see Jesus. Lord, your will is life. Teach us to wait. Lord, we will praise and sing to you in heaven. And when all sorrow has drifted away, we will meet you in the morning by the bright riverside. Bow with me one more time, please. Heavenly Father, we pray that only your light will shine in our eyes, and only your word will live in our hearts. Thank you, Lord, for love and hope, for the promise of streets of gold and eternal life. Thank you, Father, for being all we will ever need and more than we deserve. At this time, guys, my lesson has come to an end. The doors of the church are open, and Jesus waits at the altar. We ask that you come to him now as we stand and sing.
When the trumpet of the Lord shall sound and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair, when the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there. When the roll is called up yonder, 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 I'll be there.